positive monks. Ellen loves like a pro. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Positive Monks. Monk Ellen loves like a pro. Monk Ellen loves like a pro. Now, how do you love like a pro? Well, to love like a pro is to love with unconditional love. And to love with unconditional love is a very special and a very wonderful way to love. Now, how can you love with unconditional love? Well, when you have children, you theoretically love them unconditionally. You love each child the same as you love the other child. You like different things about different children, but you love all of the children equally the same. And when you can love all the children equally the same, then can you love your husband or your wife equally the same? Can you love the people who are in your community, your neighbors, equally the same? Unconditional love? Can you love all of the people in government with unconditional love? My goodness, that would be quite an experience, wouldn't it? To love all of the legislators and all of the people in government with unconditional love. That would be quite something. Now, think about it. Can you love all of the people in the world with unconditional love? Can you love all of the people in the world in the same wonderful, beautiful way, loving them without judging them, without saying whether they're doing something right or wrong, but just loving them completely and wonderfully? Can you love them like that? Well, if you can, then you are a pro at loving. And to be a pro at loving is quite a special situation. Not everyone can be a pro. And because we get our emotions and we get our attitudes and we get our thoughts in the way. And as we get the attitudes, emotions, and thoughts in the way, we are unable to be judging correctly. And of course, when you start judging, then you're not loving unconditionally. But how can you love unconditionally? How does Ellen love unconditionally? How does she love all the monks in the monastery with the same gentle quality of caringness, lovingness, sensitiveness, and not judging them based upon who they are, what they should do, what they don't do, what they do do? How do you just go about doing that? How does Ellen do that? Well, she's an amazing lady. She's an amazing lady because she has within her heart a deep respect and love for herself. And this is, of course, the foundation for unconditional love, is to have a deep love and respect for yourself in your own heart. For when you have a deep love and respect for yourself in your own heart, then you can begin to look at your creation, the world about you, as you are yourself. When you love yourself, you can love others. And you can always tell when a person doesn't love themselves. That's when they're having a difficult time loving others or respecting others or thinking that others are good or thinking that others are worthwhile people, that they have values. Well, we always have to look at ourselves, and Ellen does a good job of this. She looks at herself and she sees that she has values. And she thinks that she is a wonderful lady. And so she looks at Ingeborg and she sees Ingeborg, a wonderful lady, without reservation. Ingeborg may do some things that Ellen wouldn't do, but Ellen doesn't look at her and say, I wouldn't do that. Ellen just looks at her and says, Ingeborg, you are a thoughtful, loving lady. And Ellen only sees in others who she is in herself. And that's what makes her a pro. That's what makes her such an ideal leader of people. That's what makes her such an ideal person to be in charge, as the CEO is, of the organization here, the Absolute Monastery, and all of our other organizations here on campus. Amazing lady. Truly an amazing lady. It just sort of delights my consciousness, delights my sensitivities, delights my thoughts as I watch her as she lives her life. She doesn't operate. She doesn't operate like some machine. She lives her life. She lives in that sense of inner peace, of inner tranquility, of inner oneness. She lives in that sense of goodness and of harmony and of joy. And living in that sense, she is just a pleasure to be around. Now, a lot of people don't understand her. And they try to say, how can she ignore that? How can she not see the problem? How can she not see what people are doing or saying or thinking about her? Well, Ellen does see it, but she sees it as good. She sees everything that people say, think, and do about her as being good and very good. And because she sees it as good, because she knows it is good, she responds in that way. And so, no matter what other people think or say or do, they come around very quickly to the idea that Ellen is a noble, beautiful, wonderful person, filled with power and love, filled with her own inner tranquility, filled with her own inner bliss, and everyone would like to get close to that bliss. They'd like to have that bliss in their lives because she's untouched. She's untouched by the world about her, and she's touched only by the joy and the peace and the harmony that is within her. And what a glorious experience that is. What a marvelous experience that is. What a perfect experience that is. And how good it is that we could all look at Ellen and see in her the perfection, the unconditional love that's in us. And of course, that's why Ellen's a pro. A professional is excellent, is exquisite, does whatever they are a pro at, beautifully and perfectly. And she is a pro at unconditional love. She is a pro at being a monk. She is a pro at being a master. She's a pro at loving. We could all take a few calls from what she does, how she thinks, how she looks, how she acts, and put them to work in our life and watch the miracles happen. But first, we have to be able to see it in her, or we'd never see it in ourselves. Because if we see it in ourselves, then we don't see it in her anymore. We see it in everyone. We don't see one person excelling in a particular area. We see all people being that particular area. And therein we are the master. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.